listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You be in the world. This is Ralph Herbert Winroe II calling from old cold Alaska. Dang. Now, I know it's winter. The van heater's not working. The van windshield washers are not working. My diesel wipers aren't working. The diesel defrost isn't working on my older pickup. Tried it twice. Plugged it in. I think I had a light left on outside so the diesel wouldn't. It doesn't have a heater. And oh, God. I just love winter. Oh, well. When you got your health, you can't complain about anything else. It's part of being in Alaska, I guess. Especially when you got older vehicles. They always have a few problems. I don't know why it had to wait until it got cold before the heater went out in my van. But oh, well. Life goes on. I get up every morning, and I think the world can't go any crazier than it is. It's just, it's Satan flat out. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up. It's beyond the past. It's just pure evil. There's no getting around it. I looked at the Fifth Circuit real thing on OSHA. I did put a stay on it. But they never touch the real stuff. That's what's amazing. I'm running a little late here. I got to find the OSHA thing. But I looked up OSHA. What does anybody ever read? By what authority are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and property? Is OSHA empowered? No. They're not. Absolutely not. So I went in and looked. Because I didn't know when that's something I've never researched out as OSHA hasn't been my, I'm a IRS guy and courts and all that, to complete overthrow of our republic. But I hadn't looked into OSHA. Well, amazingly, it's 84 stat, 1590. This happened in 1970. So Congress gets and legislates, of course, it's a public law, so it's not a statute of the United States. It's not laws of the United States, but again, that's another whole subject. But I'm going through here and I say, well, I wonder what's going on here. And I get down here in this OSHA. Oh, by the way, you guys can declare an emergency. And oh, by the way, you can bypass the administrative legislative side for federal agencies called the Federal Register and the APA. You don't have to do that. Really? That's where federal agencies, that's called administrative legislation. There's no authority for it. Congress has been doing it for decades and getting away with it. Because nobody wants to take them on. We just talk nonsense. So anyway, I said, okay, well now, what happens if OSHA doesn't do what's called the put it in the Federal Register? Oh, but they do put it in the Federal Register. Well, this is strange. Okay, everything of general applicability, legal effect, has got to be in the Federal. So it's in the Federal Register, but it says bypass APA. It doesn't have to have the force and effect of law. So I said, okay, so what's this new thing that we just came up with? Oh, it's called a standard. STANDARD, a standard. So OSHA makes a determination. The head duck, idiot that's in charge of OSHA and whatever, he makes a determination that the secretary, means the Secretary of Labor, and the commission, and so they get around and they make a determination there's an emergency. Well, the first thing that I wanted to know, look at the definitions, because they don't live in the real world. They have to change the definitions. So I go into commerce. Means trade, traffic, commerce, transportation, communications among the several states. Inside of, among them, the several states, or between a state and a place outside thereof, or within the District of Columbia, or a possession territory, or between the points in the same state, but not through a point outside thereof. So they have redefined commerce that is limited between the several states to be inside a state. I changed the definition of commerce. Does Congress have the authority to go outside of the limited, the very specific delegation in Article 1 of Commerce? They just did it. And then you go down to state. Includes a state of the United States. That means it's a municipal entity. It's state of the United States. Not one of these United States, not one of the several states. It's just like D.C. And then it says the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. So then we got two things right here that are just black and white. Congress can't go inside a state, one of the several states, and control commerce. But it can go inside of this type of state, this fictional state, to where the states have surrendered their sovereignty and they're acting like they're a municipal entity, they can do it. But here are two definitions right here that nobody's bringing up. Can Congress redefine commerce? I don't think so. They just did it, but nobody's talking about it. I looked through both briefs. I didn't see it. One in the Eighth Circuit and the one in the Fifth. Do they not know? Or they just don't want to go there because we would open up Pandora's box. And state. Now, I looked up a couple of things. And I'll get them up here in a minute. It's laws of the United States. Now, that's kind of an interesting thing. Laws of the United States. It's in Article 6. Okay? So, what is going on with laws of the United States? Well, I go into one case. It's really good. It's called CLAFLIN versus Hausman, 1876. Some of these are old. This stuff has been settled long after Congress started doing their nonsense. But what it talks about, and it's just logic, first of all. It says, laws of the United States are laws in the several states. Now, what did I just say? The laws of the United States, Article 6, are laws in the several states. Does it say they're in the District of Columbia, territory, possessions? Of course not. Because in the District of Columbia, territories and possessions, Congress has plenary power only over, quote, citizens of the United States, end quote. That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Individual means citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted here. You see, that what the citizen of the United States, you go into Supreme Court, one of the absolute best ones is Ex Parte Virginia, 1879. It goes into, it says the 14th and 13th Amendment. They didn't change a damn thing. Of course they didn't. You go in the Congressional Record and you go into Slaughterhouse, Crookshank. It says all it did is if the states or a state actor starts discrimination, Congress can come in and legislate over them and say, no, no, bad boy, bad boy, bad girl. That's it. And it says if the states don't do anything bad, Congress would remain silent. Have they controverted that? Because you see, they come in on the Reconstruction Acts after the Civil War and turned everything upside down. They have no authority to do it, but they did it. We're going to make everybody a citizen of the United States, but just subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Oh, there's a catch-22. I got to volunteer for it. Subject to means I want to be under the plenary power of Congress, and Congress doesn't owe me one darn thing. But you see, Congress can't reach us. So they created this administrative state called the headless fourth branch of government that I got. This is Franklin Delano Roosevelt research. 1937. So these headless fourth branch of government are many. Headless fourth branch of government are like headless government, headless or separate mini governments. They sit outside the Constitution. This was FDR. He loved them, but they were out of control. That's why they came up with the Federal Register and the Administrative Procedures Act, and it's called administrative legislation. In that world. But it goes on to say here, in this other case, United States is not a foreign sovereignty as regards to several states, but is concurrent. It's only concurrent with who? The several states within its jurisdiction's paramount sovereignty. Every citizen of a state is subject to two distinct sovereignties. Duh. Who? Every citizen of a state is subject to two distinct sovereignties. Is D.C. a state? What they're talking about here? No. Is Guam? Puerto Rico? Having a concurrent jurisdiction in the state. Legal and equitable rights acquired under either system of laws. A legal and equitable right acquired under state laws may be prosecuted in the state courts and also if the parties reside in different states in federal courts. Competent, it says here, may be prosecuted in the United States courts or in state courts competent to decide rights of the like character and class, subject, however, to the qualifications that where a right arises under a law of the United States Congress, if it may see fit, give federal courts exclusive jurisdiction. The Tudigus goes on farther down here. It says, because it is subject also to the laws of the United States, it is just as much bound to recognize these as operative within the state as it is to recognize state laws. The two together, form one system of jurisprudence, which constitutes the law of the land for the state, and the courts of the two jurisdictions are not foreign to each other, nor to be treated by each other as such, but as courts of the same country, having jurisdiction partly different and partly concurrent. Two sovereignties. So question is, why doesn't somebody bring this up? How can we have a state of the United States, which, by the way, is under the National Voter Registration Act, that's part of that voter nonsense. Why did they do that? Well, we need you to get to volunteer. Come on in, register. Oh, it's so easy. You can be a citizen of the United States. You have no inalienable rights. You have no law of nature or nature's God. You got civil rights. You can go sue anybody. Anybody can sue you, including fiction. Oh, by the way, you don't have any political rights either. Did we forget to mention that? That's one of Satan's statuses, because you have no soul. You have no inalienable rights. Come on down. This is the first part of this OSHA. Why isn't somebody bringing this up? Because they won't go there. A lot of them don't know, but they won't go there. How can you get through law school and not understand? I mean, I don't understand how anybody can get through law school and not come across some of this that says there are two sovereignties, the several states and the United States, period. Is that complicated? No. But we don't use it no more. Because we've been brainwashed. Good old Lucifer and Satan, whatever the heck you want to call this evil SOB. In 1913, the several states, which were supposed to be their representation, was the senators of the United States, and they surrendered that in 1913. There are no parties to the Constitution of the United States right now. A citizen of the United States is not a party to the Constitution of the United States. Only a citizen of one of the several states. They're called people of the several states. That's Article 1 for House of Representatives. It says people of the several states, the 10th Amendment. The other one is the several states, which is they surrendered it to a citizen of the United States that has no political rights. And that case on Virginia that lines it out in plain English. I can send it to you if you want to read it. 100 U.S. 339 ought to be a mandatory reading to start to understand. If we do not understand who we are, like Esau in the Bible, you surrender your birthright. We voluntarily keep surrendering it because they can't take it away like Esau. He gave it away. It was a done deal with some porridge and little beans. They can't do that to us. So that's why all these IRS, the Form 1040 is an implied law contract, volunteer to owe money, and the IRS doesn't have to do anything. Because Congress couldn't reach us, so we created the administrative state. Now that's FDR talking. He's the New Deal there. He loved them, their agencies. That's his research, 400 pages. If you haven't got it, send it. I broke it down into email size, too. But if you got Skype, I can send you the whole thing. It'll shock the heck out of you. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, I'm back here. Now, I want to understand. Is this really complicated? Article 1 says to regulate commerce with foreign nations, comma, and among, which means members of the same like, that's one of the definitions, the several states, and with the Indian tribes. Is there anything complicated about that? It says among. Does it say we can go inside of one of the several, a state? Of course not. That's that they redefine commerce in the OSHA Act. And nobody's bringing it up. I don't know what is wrong with these people. Listen, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. Just go read what they do and look at the definitions. They redefine this stuff, and then somehow, this is the trick that I've found out about lawyers, they create a false premise, and then they want you to go into this false world of the la-la land and try to figure out how to beat them. Where there's no law. They just make it up. That's what they do. Took me a while to figure that one out. Why would I go down the rabbit hole of Alice in Wonderland when it doesn't exist? Why? This is real clear. Among the several states. They put that part in, and then they go in there, they can do regulate points between the states, in the states. Why is this that somebody bring this up and tell OSHA, take a hike, Bubba? Congress, first of all, has no authority to go against the Constitution of the enumerated, very specifically lineated power, period. and nobody brings it up. And then they go on to define state, as though Congress can legislate the Congress in the several states has delineated powers in Article 1. Congress, in the world that they're bringing here, where they have plenary power, the sky's the world, the sky's the limit if they can talk us into volunteering. We have to accept the benefit. We sign up. Oh, yes, I think I owe taxes. Okay. Social Security, yeah, I owe that. I'll give you my car away when I buy it brand new, because you didn't tell me there's an MSO that I've never seen that they give away. So I'm driving a government car. That's right in the Anchorage ordinances. They don't even hide it. It says the cops can only write government-owned or government-driven vehicles. You just literally cannot make this. We have a constitution. It's like the Ten Commandments, and say, you know, I don't think we want to do that. We've got a new Bible now. You know, where the gays can get along, and Allah is the same as God. Another one of the things I'm reading, this Marxianity by Brandon Howes. Why would I think that Allah and the Creator are the same thing? Jesus said, you're only going to get there through me. That's sure not what, you, and I bought the book, the straight translation in real English of Islam. My people die for a lack of knowledge. Narrow is the gate. And what, there's knowledge, it's not hard to find. That's why I do what I do, because I've been doing this long enough now finally to see through the BS. Go look at definitions by it's questioned by what authority are you authorized and empowered? Because if it's not in the constitutions and the Bill of Rights says you shall not go there, we're done. We have the Constitution of the United States, which is only up through Article 12 or Amendment 12. And we have the Constitution of the several states, and Alaska doesn't have one. Most states don't. They've all been converted. They don't have external amendments and stuff. They're not organic. They've all been, most of them, I don't know all because I haven't looked at all of them. They've all been converted to a constitution called a corporate charter, where they update them every year internally. That's how you can tell. Real easy. It's supposed to have external amendments. Not internally. In Alaska's every year, they rewrite it. Nobody cares. They won't let me on. I get on the 50,000 watt up here, and I get about one time or two on there. Next thing you know, I can't get on because we do not want to have the truth broadcast. How dare we tell the truth? So anyway, this OSHA thing, they changed the definitions of commerce. And they put the state to include all this stuff. A state of the United States. So Congress is legislating for D.C. where they have plenary power. So how does Congress have plenary power in the several states? Of course not. It's limited in Article 1. Why did the founders put Article 1 there if they got plenary power? Where does the citizen of the United States live? D.C., territories and possessions. Don't hide it. Supreme Court has said a citizen of the United States in D.C. has no right to a constitutional Article 3 court. I'm not making this up, folks. Why would I want to be there?
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, I'm back. And I was watching Dr. David Martin, which is all the evidence that this whole COVID, something that was all done by this day, this dude was a bird, this thing's just all, it's a crock. He's got the patents. They manufactured it. And what are they trying to do? He called a Darwinian chemical something, and another guy, I think it was Ryan Arliss, A-R-L-I-S. What are they trying to do? Build back better. What does that mean? They go right into it. What they're trying to do, Satan wants to break the DNA chain, which is what some of this bioweapon, and I'm with Dr. Martin, quit calling it a vaccine because it's not. Because it was never changed in the law, the definition. It's a bioweapon. And one of the things it does is break our DNA, and so they can insert other DNA. This is like the island of Moreau, Dr. Moreau. And they're knowingly putting in DNA of animals. What the heck is going on here? We're going to build back better. We're going to build back, and they're talking about a new human that's built by who? Satan. He wants to get into the creation business and break our DNA chain and insert other foreign DNA. You can't make this stuff up. It's beyond the pale. I have the transcripts, if you haven't, I had them transcribed, these two things. hopefully people can get something out of the transcriptions. I put the links into the videos too, but with the time. But so you can look at the transcription, the actual text. So then I said, okay. And I was watching, I don't know if it was that one or another one of Dr. David Martin's. I watched these. I look at these briefs to see what they're doing and not doing. I go into PACER. And I was looking at David Martin, and he came up with just an amazing statement. I said, whoa! This is out of case, and he cited the case, so I wrote it down, looked it up. It's Home Builders and Loan versus Blaisdell, Blaisdell, the thing to remember. And I don't know, I think there might be a difference, because some of these have Supreme Court sidings, and some of them have U.S. on the sidings. I'm not sure. I think the Supreme Court ones may be the Constitutional Reporter, but I'm not sure yet. That's something I can... But anyway, it's 290 U.S. 398. 290 U.S. 398. It's a 1934 case. And I said, whoa! This is amazing. It says, this is on page 425. Emergency does not create power. Think about that one. Emergency does not create power. Goes on. Emergency does not increase granted power or remove or diminish the restrictions imposed by power granted or reserved. The Constitution was adopted in a period of grave emergency. It grants power to the federal government, and its limitations of power of the states were determined in light of emergency, and they are not altered by emergency. Now, there's an important concept. They're not altered by, they were granted. During an emergency. Goes on to say, what power thus granted and what limitations were thus imposed are questions which have always been and will always be the subject of close examination under our constitutional system. But it gets better. While emergency does not create power, emergency may furnish the occasion for the exercise of power. Now, there's an amazing thought. Emergency doesn't create it. OSHA says... Congress said, hey, we're going to give OSHA the ability to say that emergency exists. That doesn't exist in Article 1. First of all, OSHA is not even part of the darn Constitution. It sits outside. And then they don't even follow the APA. They're going to a standard. And then the standard, they said, oh, by the way, you know, Congress is nice. You know, we'll give you 60 days to go to the Court of Appeals. So it's not a law. Not a statute. In other words, we're going to screw you if you don't have the money and the time to go to the Court of Appeals and hopefully find an honest court. Where's the authority? See, we've redefined commerce. You're legislating not for one of the several states. That's black and white. And you're declaring an emergency of which you have no authority to declare. Congress can't give it to you. It's not in the Constitution of the United States. This is amazing. Let me go on and read it. While emergency does not create power, emergency may furnish the occasion for the exercise of power. Although an emergency may not call into life a power which has never lived, nonetheless, emergency may afford a reason for the exertion of a living power already enjoyed. The constitutional question presented in light of an emergency is whether the power possessed embraces the particular exercise of it in response to particular conditions. Thus, the war power of the federal government is not created by the emergency of war, but it is a power given to meet that emergency. It is a power to wage war successfully, and thus it permits the harnessing of entire energies of the people in a supreme cooperative effort to preserve the nation. But even the war power does not remove constitutional limitations safeguarding essential liberties. Let me read that one again. Even the war power does not remove constitutional limitations safeguarding essential liberties. When the provisions of the Constitution in grant or restriction are specific, so particularized as not to admit of construction, no question is presented. So all of a sudden, Congress says, we're going to say that somebody that sits outside the Constitution, just make a decision, we have an emergency. And we're going to say, oh, by the way, this emergency, we're not even going to use the administrative legislation that could and might result into force and effect of law, like a statute, which is crazy. Stop and think about that one for a minute. These federal agencies that sit outside the Constitution, if they actually did, and I have now more evidence on this so I can say affirmatively, requires public participation. What a novel idea. Did you know that it requires public participation to get to something that has the force and effect of law that the courts say is like a statute? We get to participate. What a novel idea in a constitutional republic. Have I ever seen one? No. I've never seen one yet, and I've looked at hundreds, probably thousands. There is a procedure to allow a proposed rule and us to notice and comment. A procedure to have a final rule, they address the notice and comments. Doesn't say, but see, we don't know who these people are. Just because they address it, so what? Then they got 30 days, they have to get around again, give it 30 days, and then Congress has 6 months to up or down it. Does this sound like a constitutional republic? That's the administrative state. Did you know that's how it works? That's the optimum. Proposed rule, we get notice and comment. There are hundreds of thousands of these things every month. Do you check the Federal Register every day? Religiously, you betcha, boy. That's one of the things I just can't wait to get up and check the Federal Register, see what these idiots are doing. Then we have a notice and comment period. Then we have a final rule, which I address the notice and comment. There's no rule of law. There's no judge involved. There's no court of law involved. The agency is addressing itself whether it can do what it's doing. It's like asking a bank robber, can you rob a bank and get away with it? She says, sure I can if I got Comrade Biden in. You can't make, the logic is so illogical. Then we got 30 days. How in the heck is everybody going to know within 30 days some regulation? It's called a substantive regulation or legislative rule. And then why, if it's such great stuff, why does Congress then have 6 months to call it into question? So Congress is acting like a court. I'm not kidding you. This is the way it works. If it was actually going to reach force effective law. So what does the OSHA do? Number one, we redefine state. Congress sits, this thing sits outside the Constitution. We redefine state to include D.C., which D.C. is not one of the several states. And it just boils me that they get around and say, D.C. wants to become a state. Did you ever read the document that they put in? The only thing about several states is one little section says something down there about several states. It says equal footing with the other states, not equal footing with the original states, which the Northwest Ordinance says everybody that comes into this union has got to come in equally. One word. Alaska came in equal footing with the other states. We don't have a separation of powers in Alaska. We have no counties. We have no sheriffs. We got corporate cops. And neither one of them got an oath to a public officer. They don't exist. We got a whole court system that has been changed over. The Alaska Bar prints it right on their home page. They changed the name of the court, changed the venue, and said, we got administrative courts for y'all to come into. We'll put on a black robe and we'll act like a judge. I'm not kidding you. I got all this evidence. And they print it. And what's even more amazing, the code says something different. But we don't pay attention to what the legislature did in 1959. We have the legislature. That's got to be a resident of a state. Article 2. We got a Article 3, if you want to be a governor, you got to be a citizen of the United States and a resident. Article 4, if you want to be a, quote, judge, you got to be a citizen of a state and a citizen of the United States. We've got three different qualifications for three different parts of the supposedly the same government. They printed stuff. America's stupid. We're not taught to think, to read. It's right there. I'll be honest, I wasn't taught any of this. I just started researching it out, and boy, I tell you, I went down a lot of rabbit holes before I finally started to look at definitions. They change like dog meets cat. It's just that crazy. Has no correlation at all. Other than both might be animals. So, but here we have an emergency. Emergency does not create power. A constitution was created when there was an emergency going on. You think? When we were at war? What do you think? So how does Congress get away, and nobody brings this up, that they can create an OSHA sitting outside of the Constitution, doesn't even use the Administrative Procedures Act, but it has to publish it in the Federal Register because we have to have notice. Can't rule over people without giving notice. That's just too obvious. But then we can, in 60 days, go up to one of the appellate courts. By the way, those are not constitutional courts since 1911. They print that too. In 1911, the code. They did away with the circuit courts of the United States, of our constitutional courts. They created these new circuit courts in the 1890s. And so in 1911, wouldn't you think the judicial power of the appellate courts of the United States, would go to the new appellate courts? No. Right in the 1911 code. They give the judicial power to a lower court called the District Court of the United States. Because that was the only constitutional court left, other than the Supreme Court. They gave judicial power from an appellate court to a lower court. Think about that one. I couldn't figure that one out for quite a few years. I said, what is going on here? It's really simple once you see it. They couldn't give it to the other because they couldn't accept it. Because they're not constitutional courts. How did we end up in such a heck of a mess? And what's amazing is these courts, the rulings they make, I go look at the stuff that they do, they create all these false premises. Well, you know, if you can't create an emergency, you got to do this, you got to do this. There's four things you got to do. Did anybody go back and say, number one, by what authority are you authorized and empowered? You can't change the definition of commerce. It's in Article 1 that says among the several states, period. Doesn't say a state. Doesn't say you can go inside points of a state. You can't change it. And nobody's brought that up. And then they're making laws of the United States. No, they're not. Because laws of the United States and the several states are concurrent. They're not shared by the idea. There's two sovereignties, the several states and the United States. End of story. The Supreme Court said so. I just read it. So why are we including D.C., which is where Congress has plenary power? Congress has ruled. If you're a citizen of the United States in D.C., you have no right to a constitutional article. They said so. Back in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, I'm back here. Another Supreme Court case. There's all kinds. Once I stumbled across it, Wilson versus Alexander. 243 U.S. 332. 243 U.S. 332. By the way, anything that I talk about, if you'll tell me what I talked about, because I don't remember, I just do this ad hoc, I'll send it to you. IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. It says here, the Constitution intended to protect the citizen against encroachment upon his rights impelled by existing emergencies or supposed necessity of prompt and vigorous action. Constitutional rights, if they are to be available in time of greatest need, cannot give way to an emergency, however immediate, or justify the sacrifice of private rights secured in the Constitution. They're flat out, they tossed the Constitution in the toilet. There's no COVID-19. It's a flu type stuff. It's a way to get fear. Boy, fear and panic really works to get us to take a bioweapon, to exterminate us, to kill us. I heard the governor of California has some sort of a problem. God, like I said, I want to wish the man dead, but I've read some obituaries with great glee. Oh, the same thing. I heard there was a funeral. I didn't attend, but I sent a card saying that I approved. Is that pass muster? That's Mark Twain. Why are we doing this? I'm going to get to the top of the hour. Another thing that the Fifth Circuit doesn't bring up. It boggles the mind. Look, I am not a legal scholar. I got an IQ. God gave me a good one and a good set of logic and a hell of a lot of common sense raised on the farm. Common sense. Logic. 1 + 1 = 2, period. You can do your new math. I don't care. It's the truth. Where's the logic? If we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights, does anybody have the right, Congress, to say, oh, there's an emergency, and by the way, now we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to do... Whoa, wait a minute. My question, where are you authorized and empowered? I learned that one a long time ago. And they don't got it. It's all a con. It's all an illusion. Why aren't people doing it? And what really amazes me, I'm reading this Brandon House, Marxianity, and I've got a couple other of his books. There's a process where they have, the communists in them, somehow that we can gradually be tricked into abandoning our inalienable rights the way we, if we were brought up correctly. But, of course, that's one of the things they've done, too, is destroyed the family, especially in the black community. And then we wonder why the black crime is through the roof. There's no family. I can't imagine growing up without my dad and the things I learned from my dad. I knew one thing when there was a line. My dad, at 10 years old, went to work. Because his dad was sick. He said he cried for 3 days. At 14 years old, he was running a business of his own, cutting hedge posts, Osage, Oregon. My dad was a big man, probably 270. He had arms like I got legs, amazing strength. I saw him lift a 270-pound drilling thing. I saw him lift a guy that a shock. Most people don't even know what a shock is. Set them both on him. Trailer, I seen throw a bale of hay, a 70-80-pound bale, throw over the top of a boxcar, railroad. Amazing. Back in a minute.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.